Mr. Skook, this is Paula Rhoda Pulaski's sister Paula. It's very urgent you contact me immediately. I can be reached at 415-855-5556. Mr. Skook, you must call me immediately. This is Paula, as in Rhoda Pulaski's sister Paula. Rhoda, whom you watched die, I'm in Great Falls. I couldn't stop myself. I needed to get there and see the room Rhoda died, where she breathed her last, where you watched her die. It's urgent. Call me as soon as you get this. I have been calling this machine and calling. Why don't you answer? I can almost feel you breathing in your chair, stupefied and afraid to pick up the phone, Mr. Skook. There is certain information I need to know about, and I have information that you need to know. Your life is at stake. Call me immediately. I don't have good cell phone reception in Great Falls, but I have spoken with Frank. It was awful, and you must speak with me. He's a very bad man, and I do not think, even though you saw him kill Rhoda, you can imagine what he's capable of. The things I have seen in the last 3 days. Call, please. I don't have anyone else. This may be your last chance. I'm staying at the Super 8 Motel in downtown Great Falls. You can also reach me there. John, you must call me back today, immediately. Have you been having blackouts since Frank gave you those pills after he was cutting open Rhoda's throat and you lay on the floor watching him and thinking you could marry her? It's very important. Feel behind your left ear. Is there a scar behind your left ear, Mr. Skook? Have you been having auditory hallucinations? You must call me. I fear that my life is in danger, and I know now that it was your fault Rhoda was killed. How could you let that innocent girl die? How could you sit there and watch with your sick mind and do what Frank told you, to take pills? Please, John, you must call me by this time tomorrow. My number is 415-855-5556.
End of new messages.
Good morning, ladies. Rise and shine, you filthy sons of whores. Come on now, everybody up. Everybody. You in the corner, up.
As the fluorescent light cut through my eyelids, all I felt was the shrieking mass of pain that was my head. And for a moment I thought I heard that scum sucker's voice and felt him in there like the sick recombinant twistings of a retrovirus.
This ain't the Holiday Inn, tough guy. Check out 6 a.m. On your feet.
Get your hands off me. I'm going.
Get going, buddy.
The drunk tank. At least I was inside instead of being ragdolled into the corner like all those wet brains out there. The last thing I remembered was Vanna's perfume stinking up my apartment after she slammed the door in my face, and I needed a drink worse than hell. I'd polished off the emergency bottle of black velvet and stumbled out with a numb, sick, junky need to booze to death every living thought crawling through me. Distorted fragments of memory came bubbling back. A neon parade of whores, jerking their tits as the cars slowed by. One fat African queen shrieking, "Come and get it, honkies." Later puking kimchi out into the bay. And a blonde sneer of revulsion over chemical white teeth while I tried to warn her about the insects swarming in her. I tried to help her, and her heel catches my right nut. I screamed, "Vanna, Vanna, I can do it now, I promise." And then three crew-cut boys in blue taking me down, fresh out the academy types, trying to half-Nelson me and squawking rookie talk, "Please, sir, calm down." I bit and scratched, but could barely stand, much less stand up to these clowns. So now it was the Drunk Tank Motel. The perfect happy ending to this whole nightmare shebang.
Move it or lose it, pal.
I'll clear out when I'm good and ready.
Wait just a gosh darn second. John Skook, right?
That's what my dead mother used to call me.
I'll be damned. First Lieutenant Jonathan Skook, 5th Precinct, Homicide Division,
Retired 1986.
Do I know you? Maybe rough up your sister at prom or something?
Then we'd have put you down in San Quentin, Scoog. You're a real douchebag. She was barely out of diapers when you left the force. But my sergeant, Sergeant Moran, showed me your picture with the mayor back after you broke the Henfield murders. Front page and everything. Still talks about it.
Jackie Moran, good cop.
Biggest case in the Tenderloin, Jackie always says. Said you'd gone wire to wire till they put the guy away, then went private after.
Money's better.
Can't say I blame you after what happened to those girls.
Ancient history. Say hi to Jackie for me.
Matter of fact, I'm supposed to be looking for you today on Jackie's orders.
Matter of fact.
Supposed to drop by your office on account of some stiff we picked up down at the pier this morning. Bloated, something awful.
What's it got to do with me? I ain't no killer.
All Jackie said is you'd want to know her name with Vanna LaForge.
Vanna?
Ugly sight, John. Jackie said she used to be a real looker.
How'd it happen? Was she stabbed? Have you got anything on a Frank Pulaski?
I don't know no Frank Pulaski in connection with this. She was strangled, John. Massive contusions. Slivers of glass driven into the bone. Coroner's guessing from a wine bottle. Strangulation was done with the length of a garden hose. We got a suspect in custody, one Alton Trevay. Low-life drug dealer, long record, screwing her for sure, maybe her pimp. Turned himself in a couple hours ago. The filth he is spewing about what exactly happened, it's hard to make sense of, John. Sometimes a thing like this, it's hard to make sense of life, period. You know what I mean? And so, what's that word? Ephemeral. She a client of yours or something?
Something like that. Tell Jackie thanks, would you?
No problem, Scoog. You still gotta move out of here.
Yeah. I guess I do.